The thrill and excitement of March Mania is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps, is giving new customers a shot to turn $5 into $150 instantly in bonus bets with any college basketball bet. You can find all the lines and available odds, of course, at the DraftKings Sportsbook app. North Carolina listeners, don't forget, DraftKings Sportsbook is now live in your state. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code SBNFL. New customers can bet $5 to get $150 instantly in bonus bets only at DraftKings Sportsbook with code SBNFL. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/bball for eligibility, deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hello, Giants fans. Ed Valentine of Big Blue View here with your Giants news roundup for Wednesday, January 12th. Of course, this is day one after Judgment Day, after the day that the New York Giants fired head coach Joe Judge after two seasons at the helm, a 10-23 record in those 2 years, 4-13 in 2021. Absolutely stunning fall for Judge, who seemed to have the full support of ownership at the beginning of the 2021 season, with John Mara saying he was the right guy. Even at the midpoint of the season with the Giants struggling, Mara was reported to still believe in Judge, to have said that he believed that Judge was his Bill Belichick, was his Bill Parcells, and felt at that point that the Giants could go forward with Judge. But of course, things changed dramatically over the second half of the season. The Giants put an embarrassing product on the field. Judge embarrassed himself and the franchise with a couple of long-winded, full-throated answers in press conferences in which he talked about process over results and talked about the culture that he was building and all of the internal things that he thought were going well for the Giants, trying to deflect from the fact that they were putting a shoddy, seemingly unprepared product on the field. So Judge is out as Giants head coach. Obviously, that means the Giants are now searching for a new general manager and a new head coach. The GM interviews, the virtual first round of interviews begins today. First one up, I believe, is Joe Schoen, assistant general manager of the Buffalo Bills. We'll keep tabs on all of those and we'll keep you posted at bigblueview.com. So please check our website for those. Other news of the day, big news coming up this afternoon, and we will have a longer, fuller podcast with more analysis and more opinion coming up once this happens. But co-owner John Mara will speak to media at 1:15 on Wednesday afternoon. Yours truly will be on that call. So hopefully we'll have some opinion, some analysis from that, maybe some audio for you guys as well. So stay tuned for that. A couple of other notes. Looks like the Giants, two former Giants assistant coaches have now returned to their college roots. Offensive line coach Rob Sale has taken a job as offensive line coach at Florida. That's something that had been rumored for quite a while, had been expected. Billy Napier, who is head coach at Florida now, was head coach at Louisiana Lafayette when Sale was there before joining the Giants. So that's not a surprise. And also defensive line coach Sean Spencer, known as Coach Chaos, has reportedly joined the Duke Blue Devils as co-defensive coordinator there. Have to think that we'll hear more news coming up in the not too distant future regarding a Giants assistant coach is moving on. Those guys are sort of in limbo right now. They haven't been fired as of yet, but obviously with a new GM and a new head coach coming in, it's likely that few, if any, of those guys will be retained. So we will probably continue to hear about guys moving on to new opportunities. All right, Giants fans, that's it for now. Just a quick hit. Please, come on back. Later on, we'll probably have the John Mara press conference for you. Always remember to check out the live stream and the podcast that Chris Flum and Joe DeLeon did immediately after the Judge news broke on Tuesday for their thoughts, their opinions on the entire situation. Remember to subscribe to Big Blue View Radio and all of your favorite podcast applications. Subscribe to us on YouTube if you're watching us there. Thank you very, very much, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.